Official detective, dedicated to the men who guard your safety and protect your home, your police department. Official Detective, presented by the Mutual Broadcasting System in cooperation with Official Detective Stories magazine, and starring Craig McDonald as Detective Lieutenant Dan Britt.
Lieutenant Dan Britt, headquarters. Positive identification of a murderer by a witness who was at the scene of the crime is probably the best kind of evidence the police can hope for. But identification can work two ways. It can be positive or deadly negative.
Hogan's Tavern, that joint over there?
Yeah, Delma. Come on.
Ah. There's a roaring business. Nobody inside.
It's fine. After you, darling. Remember, don't touch the glass. Just let it sit there.
Yeah, I know.
Howdy, folks.
Hi.
A nice night, huh?
Great.
A little warm, though.
That's why we came in.
What'll it be?
Beer.
Two beers.
Coming up.
What's the time?
Near 10.
You'll be along soon.
Kramer's batting pretty good this year.
So far.
Who's Kramer?
She don't follow baseball.
You folks are new around here, aren't you?
Yeah.
I like to meet new customers.
We'll be in from time to time.
Good.
You know Monk Sobey?
Monk? Sure, he drops in here every night, just about this time. Friend of yours?
In a way.
Monk's a great guy. Hey, it's almost 10 o'clock. He usually gets here by 10.
Fine.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Kramer's doing all right. You know, when he pulled his shoulder last year, everybody...
Got anything to eat?
Huh?
Something to eat. We're hungry.
Well, sure, anything you want.
Sandwich?
What kind?
What do you got?
Ham, cheese, tuna fish salad, hamburger.
Two hamburgers.
With or without?
With, both with.
Sure.
And make them well done, huh?
Coming right up.
I was wondering if you were going to get rid of him.
Sobey just parked his car across the street.
You sure?
It's coming over now.
I just hope Baseball Joe doesn't come out again and start trouble.
This won't take long. Turn your head away from the door.
Yeah.
You didn't touch that glass, did you?
Of course not.
Okay, get set.
Hey, Hogan, set him up. I'm thirsty.
Hold him
up.
Nick!
Come on, Delmer.
What's going on out here? Good Lord. Where's that telephone? Hello. Hello, operator. Give me the police, quick!
Yeah, take care of that right away. Say, the morgue basket's here, Lieutenant.
Okay, Al. What about those glasses on the bar?
No prints. They were never touched.
Mm-hmm. Match, Al?
Yeah, come on up.
Thanks. Where's Hogan?
Over there.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm Lieutenant Britt, Hogan.
Yeah?
This is Sergeant Bowen.
Howdy. What's the story?
Well, I was in the kitchen making hamburgers for him, see?
Start from the beginning.
Well... They came in about 5 minutes to 10.
Who?
Well, the guy and the dame.
Know them?
No, I never saw them before.
Uh-huh. And what did they look like?
Well, the dame was a looker. Blonde. With a shape. The guy's short, dark, with blue eyes, I think.
You'd recognize them if you saw them again?
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh. Keep going.
Well, they ordered beers, and we chewed the rag for a while. Then they asked if I knew Sobey. I said, yeah, he ought to be here soon. Then they wanted hamburgers, and I went back to the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Then Sobey came in while I was in there. I heard the shots. I come running out. The guy and the dame is gone, and Sobey's lying on the floor full of lead.
Any names? Did you hear them call each other by name?
No.
That all?
Yeah, that's all.
Okay, Hogan. Thanks for the information. Now we'll have you into headquarters in the morning. Sergeant Bone will put you through the files. Show you a lot of pictures.
Yeah, sure.
That's all for tonight.
Well, I hope I'll be able to help you, Lieutenant.
I hope so, too. Al.
Yeah?
Get a call out on Nick Fasano.
Nick Fasano?
That's right. He's had it in for Sobey a long time. Sobey welched on a gambling debt. Never mind the descriptions Hogan gave us.
Hogan, how's the world treating you?
What?
Back up.
Wait a minute.
Back up.
What do you want?
What did you tell the cop?
Nothing.
Come on. I wasn't born yesterday.
It was the day before.
Shut up, Delma. What did you tell the cops, Hogan?
The cops?
What did you tell them? You give them a description of us?
No.
Get it out, Hogan. Let's have
all right,
it.
Let go, will you? Let go.
Spill.
I told him it was a blonde dame.
Good. Delma's a redhead.
And a guy, short and dark.
All right, that's enough. Good enough.
But I didn't tell him anything else. I don't know anything else. I don't even know your name.
Shut up. Now, look, Hogan. I'm going to play square with you. I want you to play square with me, understand?
Yeah, sure.
They'll probably get you down to headquarters tomorrow.
Yeah, they said...
I am talking. They might have me down there, too. Now, if it should just happen, they ask you if you ever seen me before, or Delma, what are you going to say, Hogan? Well, what's your answer going to be?
I never seen you. Never.
Good boy. Smart boy. Because if you come up with the wrong answer, Hogan, you'll regret it.
Listen,
I'm not finished. I got a big organization behind me, Hogan. Very big. If I get crossed, they'll take care of you. Straight?
Yeah, sure.
They'll take care of you. They'll take care of your whole family, one by one. Got a brother?
Yeah.
They'll take care of him, too. They'll take care of him. Your sister, your mother, father, everybody, the whole clan. Remember that, Hogan. It's not only you. It's the whole family tree.
Well, don't worry, I...
Good. We'll say goodnight now, Hogan.
Yeah, sure, Nick.
What? Sure what?
I'm sorry. It was a slip.
Don't ever make a slip like that again.
What's my name?
I don't know.
It's Delma, isn't it?
I don't know.
Ever seen me before?
No, I never seen you before.
That's
the spirit, Hogan. Keep on like that, and you don't have anything to worry about. Play it smart, you'll end up living. Play it dumb, you end up dead. In the family plot. Remember? Nighty-night.
Sit down, Hogan.
Oh, thank you, Lieutenant.
Well, did Sergeant Bone show you anything interesting from the files?
I didn't recognize any of the faces.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe you'll be able to tell better if you meet them face to face.
Face-to-face.
I've got a couple of people outside. When I bring them in, I don't want you to say a word. Just look at them. And look hard, understand?
Yeah, I understand, Lieutenant.
And don't make any mistakes.
Sure.
Okay, Sandy, send them in. Sit down, Fasano.
Listen, Britt.
Sit down and shut up.
Just a minute.
You too, miss.
You got manners, H.
Quiet. Now, turn your heads toward the window.
What?
Go on. Now back the other way.
Listen, who's this guy?
Shut up. Now face the wall. Hold it there. Look over this way now. All right, get up.
Hey, what's this all about, Britt?
Get up and keep your mouth closed. Come on. Wait outside. Hold him, Sandy.
Punish for what? Don't we even get let in on what
the... See you later. Well, Hogan?
No.
No?
No, those aren't the people.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure, Lieutenant.
Maybe you ought to take another look. Fasano and Sobey.
That wasn't them. Besides, that dame had red hair. The girl last night was a blonde.
Never mind the hair. What about the face?
No.
All right, forget the girl. Maybe you had another dame with him last night.
Well, that isn't the guy.
Don't put me on a spot, Hogan. And yourself.
I'm telling you the truth, Lieutenant. I swear.
You better be telling the truth. Okay, Sandy, let him go.
I am sorry, Lieutenant.
Beat it, Hogan.
But I...
Beat it.
I still think you're making a mistake.
Why?
Hogan, you're taking too much of a chance on him. He's liable to break and spill the whole story to the cops.
Well, he hasn't broken yet.
Well, that doesn't mean he won't. Long as he's alive, he's dangerous. You should have sent him along with Sobey last night.
It's not the way I planned it.
If you got a plan, I don't get
it. Don't
be
so stupid.
Listen, you don't...
Listen, baby. If we'd have killed Hogan last night, we would have thrown our alibi right out of the window.
Alibi?
Sure. The cops know Sobey and me didn't get along. Now, if Hogan would be dead with Sobey, they'd find me and book me on suspicion. Work a case up. But Hogan's alive, see? He saw the whole thing, or at least he saw the guy who done it. So they think they got positive identification. But when they bring me in front of Hogan, he says no. Where can you find a better alibi than that?
He's still dangerous. As long as he's alive, he's dangerous.
Forget it. We got him scared.
Look, Nick, he served his purpose. He told the cops he never saw you before, so what do you need him around
for? All right,
for?
Leave off, will you? I'll think it over.
What about the girl's hair? Red versus blonde.
She might have dyed it. Or Fasano might have had another girl with him at the tavern.
Then you think Hogan was lying?
Yes, I do think so.
Funny. Seemed like an honest guy.
Well, sometimes honesty can be like merchandise. It can be bought and sold.
What do you want, Fasano?
Little talk.
We ran out of conversation at home.
Look, I'm busy
now. Start getting unbusy. Come on, Demo.
Look, I didn't tell the cops.
Yeah, I know. You going someplace?
What?
Looks like you've been packing.
A little trip.
Where?
Out of town.
Why?
Because I feel like it.
Best way to tip the cops, take a powder.
Look, Fasano, don't tell me what to do. I'm through listening
to you.
Shut
up.
Hey, what's this?
What's what?
This letter.
Hey, keep your hands off that.
I said shut up.
It's addressed to Brett at headquarters.
What do you know? Open it, Delmer.
Hey, wait, wait.
Quiet.
Wait.
What'd you say, Delmer?
Plenty. Nick Fasano. He's put the whole story down in writing. Says he's going to hole up at the Metropole Hotel until Britt picks you and me up and is able to give him protection.
Metropole Hotel, huh?
I told you he was dangerous.
You were so right. You got a car, Hogan?
Why?
Never mind why.
It's downstairs.
We're going for a little ride, but not to the Metropole Hotel.
Why the car?
I want to do this job where there aren't any witnesses and nobody can hear the shot.
Fasano, listen, Fasano, will you?
Let's go, Hogan, huh? And Delma, don't forget to take that letter.
Lieutenant Britt.
Bowen, Lieutenant.
Him?
Adams just found Hogan's car parked on Jersey Street.
So what, is that news?
Hogan's in it, dead like a pigeon.
Jersey Street?
Between 1st and Avenue A.
I'll be right over.
Okay,
Who's brushing the car for prints, Al?
Henderson. Says it looks like it's been wiped.
Most probably. You find anything else?
Only this.
What is it?
Strand of hair, human hair, on the front seat beside Hogan.
Let me see.
Yeah. You see, it's red.
Yeah. Better get it into the lab.
Check.
Hi, Lieutenant.
Hello, Al. What's the news?
The lab boys put that strand of hair through all the tests. It was dyed.
Original color blonde?
Yeah.
Good.
Sure, but that's all we've got so far. Not a very good case.
We've got more.
Huh?
I went up to Hogan's apartment this morning. Found this.
Uh-huh. Huh. Envelope. Addressed to you. Well, what was in it?
That's the point. Nothing.
Prints on it?
All smears.
Oh. Well, what's your theory?
This. Hogan became conscience-stricken. Wrote me a letter explaining the whole thing. But Fasano found the letter before Hogan mailed it.
Yeah?
That's why he killed Hogan. Took the letter with him, but forgot the envelope.
Well, sounds reasonable, but it'll be hard to prove.
We can work the letter angle.
Oh.
Fasano and the girl have never met you. They don't know you're on the case.
Oh. Got a job for me?
Yes, Al. A tough job.
Sit down, Mr. Braun.
Thanks.
Fix your drink?
I'd rather not.
You said on the phone you had a business deal.
I have.
What is it? What is the deal?
Anybody around?
Anybody?
In the next room.
Oh, it's empty.
Nick's not here, huh?
Nick?
Don't stall me around, sweetheart. I know about you and Fasano.
You do?
Well, I'm not a PI for nothing.
PI? What's that?
Private investigator.
A cop?
Kind of a cop. I was also a personal friend of Art Hogan's.
Who's he?
A corpse, as if you didn't know.
Listen, what's this all about?
You still got the letter?
What letter?
Hogan came to me for advice after you and Nick put the squeeze on him. I told him he'd have to make up his own mind, and he finally did. Then he told me about the letter he wrote to Britt. But Britt never got that letter because you and Nick got it first. That's why you killed Hogan.
You're crazy.
Maybe. You still got the letter?
What letter?
It must be worth a lot of dough.
Suppose I did have it. How much is it worth?
Well, nothing to me, but a lot to you. If you take my advice and let me help you.
Go on.
The two of us together. You and me, baby. Could milk Nick for plenty. 10, maybe 20 grand, and that's not feed for poultry.
You mean blackmail Nick?
Why not?
I like living too much.
You gotta gamble once in a while, baby. 20 grand on one side of the coin, your life on the other. But I have an idea the coin would turn up in our favor. That is, if you let me handle it. I've done these things before. Well, what do you say, sweetheart?
I'll have to think it over.
Think fast.
Then I'd have to get the letter from Nick. He's got it.
Well, you can handle that, can't you?
Come on up here tonight about 10.
You'll have the letter?
Sure, I'll have it.
You and I are going to get along fine, sweetheart. Just fine.
I'll see you later.
Lieutenant Britt.
Bowen.
How'd it go?
Smooth, very smooth.
Good. How'd you leave it?
I'm going back to her place tonight at 10.
What's the address?
1257 Gedney.
Okay, Al, good luck.
Thanks.
Coming. Come in.
Got the letter?
Sure. It was like taking candy from a baby.
Good, let me have it.
What's your hurry? Have a drink.
No, thanks. Where's the letter?
I've got it right here.
Hmm. Uh-huh.
Will it suit you?
Yeah. Suits me fine. It's all here.
Well, now let's have a drink.
Sweetheart. Not now. I've got other things to do.
Like what?
Fasano!
Reach, Bowen, reach. That's the boy. Now, let me have that letter.
Sure.
Thanks.
Well, what's the angle?
No angle. I just don't like guys who try to blackmail me, that's all.
What are you gonna do?
What do you think?
Think twice, Fasano.
About what?
About all the cops outside.
Don't tell me you brought all the private eyes of the city with you.
I work for the city. And the boys with me work for the city, too.
Take a look out the window, Thelma.
Sure. And he's not kidding. There's a patrol car downstairs and a couple of guys standing around.
Rick! Same to you, Fasano.
Shut up.
You can't win, punk. You're trapped.
Nuts. Not as long as I got you.
Turn around! Don't try to use me as a shield, Fasano. That won't stop the boys.
Shut up. Now start walking to that door.
Okay, okay. But it won't get you any place.
You with me, Delma?
Right with you, Nick.
Good girl, open the door. Okay, Bowen, march.
Hold it right there, Fasano.
I'm warning you, Britt. One move out of you and your stooge here gets shut up.
And you too.
I'll take my chances.
Any time, Lieutenant.
Here, I'll drop. Get that girl, Adams. You all right, Al?
Oh, yeah. I'm just fine. What about Nick?
Wait a second.
Letters in his pocket.
Here's a pincher for the girl.
You got a match?
Huh?
Give me a match, will you? I need a butt to steady my nerves.
Sure, Al. Anything to oblige. Hey, Ben, toss a match over here, pronto.
You've just heard Official Detective, tense dramatic stories of criminal investigation, starring Craig McDonald as Detective Lieutenant Dan Britt. Official Detective is presented by the Mutual Broadcasting System in cooperation with Official Detective Stories magazine. If you've enjoyed this story, you'll find many more stories of equal appeal in our June issue, now on sale at your newsstand. Also in the book, Official Detective Omnibus, published by Jewel, Sloan, and Pierce. Connie Evans was heard as Sergeant Al Bowen. Delma was Eileen Palmer. Nick was played by Joe DeSantis, and Hogan was Louis Van Ruten. Official Detective is produced and directed by Win Wright and written by William K. Wells, Jr., with special music by Chet Kingsbury. Jack O'Reilly speaking. All names of persons and places used in this program are fictitious. Any resemblance to names of actual persons living or dead is coincidental. This program came from New York. Next, there's 5 minutes of news reported by Bill Henry over most of these stations, and then your top mysteries for Tuesday continue with a dashing John Steele adventurer. The spine-tingling, mysterious traveler. Be sure to stay tuned over most of these stations, and then you'll agree, Mutual is tops for mystery on Tuesday. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.